Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. Normally at our show, we have Jacqueline, also my partner down in Florida, doing the readings together with me, but she's doing an exciting fair today, so she's not going to be able to be with us tonight. So hopefully I will be able to help all the callers that are on hold already take a peek into their future, see what's going on in the heavens tonight. We have a couple of exciting things that are going on that everyone's dealing with in different ways. And the first thing that shows up is there is a mutable grand square in the heavens, which just indicates that right now, if you're feeling a little bit hemmed in, a little claustrophobic, this is a time you can have a little bit of wiggle room. You won't have to sacrifice your security to make some temporary decisions and some minor changes. The beautiful thing about the chart tonight is that we have a beautiful grand trine in Earth, which is a great blessing in the heavens, and that allows us to deal with our practical issues much more effectively than we have been. And it helps us to feel more grounded, and it can open up doors for things like employment, health matters, closing deals on houses or places that you want to live. The grand trine is good because you can see things more clearly in black and white rather than maybe, you know, considering things that may never happen. So there's a little bit more practical energies that are ahead for us here tonight. And we're going to miss Jacqueline tonight, but we're going to have a good time. I have several callers that are already on hold. So I'm going to go ahead and take the one that's been holding the longest. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How about yourself?
Great, great. What can I do for you tonight?
I'm just curious, how are these grand things affecting Aries right now?
Okay. What's your name?
Jay.
Okay, Jay. And when is your birthday?
March 24th, 1964.
Born at 11:54 p.m. in Medicine Hat,
yep.
Canada?
Yeah.
Got you,
yep,
on here, honey.
Yeah, on your computer, right?
Yes. Now, you moved to a different part of Canada, though, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I moved to Edmonton, that's right.
Okay. Just in the name of accuracy, so I can see exactly where it's hitting you, because when you move across this orb called Earth, what happens is the planets remain the same, and the angles between the planets remain the same, but they end up sneaking into other houses or other facets of your life, so they express themselves just a little bit differently, and that's a good thing to know. Now, this is a very interesting grand square that we have going right now, because it's actually two planets that are squaring off with the dragon, which is the north and south node, the head and tail of the dragon. So because of that, it can feel very karmic. Like you can go to create a change, and you can feel like you're being led almost magically. Okay? Now, in your chart, I don't know how close you are to family and close friends, but it seems like a lot of it's going to have to do with the way that you're dealing with your immediate environment, the people that are around you on a local level. Now, do you also travel in your work?
Not really. I do a lot of your service calls around here, but not. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because my feeling is it has to do with education and really reaching out there and maybe doing a little bit more, covering more area for you. Okay? The North Node is in your first house in Sag right now, which is great because it allows you to keep your optimistic energy up. But you can be a little bit too much detail-oriented because you know you have your Moon and Uranus and Pluto all in Virgo in that ninth house. But at the same time, you can end up in some very interesting conversations with people from other parts of the world. Okay?
Yes.
Now, if you've been dealing with someone in your family that's been having some health issues, this is a time, again, where they can be reevaluated, and often there can be new solutions found. Okay? Just because of the way it shows up in your chart. Both Neptune, the planet of dreams and illusion and inspiration, and it rules all things unseen, like when they do diagnostic testing, the things that you can't see but have to be determined through like a blood test or an X-ray. And they're angling off with Mars and Virgo. It just means that sometimes a person needs another meticulous look-see in order to get a better diagnosis or better treatment program going on.
Right.
Now, the South Node, unfortunately, is in your seventh house of relationships. Are you currently in a relationship, Jay?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So the self node would usually indicate that it's not time for you to embrace a relationship. Okay? So the self node, if you look at the glyph of the self node, it looks like an empty cup. Okay? Now, the interesting thing is that Venus, the love planet, is moving through your seventh house. You can probably have some nice women around you that you like, that are friendships. Okay? But it may not necessarily be time for you to have something that reeks of permanency. One of the things I'm seeing here, now, what do you actually do for a living?
I'm a service technician.
Okay. Now, in your work, do you meet a lot of women?
I do, but I don't. It's just for business, basically. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is only in Taurus every 12 years. You were born with your Venus at 19 degrees and 41 minutes of Taurus. Right now, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is sitting at 19 degrees and 43 minutes of Taurus, right on top of your Venus. So because of that, if you don't necessarily interact with women from your workplace because you try to be very professional, you could end up meeting someone that's performing a service for you, whether you're going to get your hair cut, whether you're basically in the grocery store, whether you're going to the bank. I mean, for these next 2 weeks, if I were you, I would be very alert to a woman that could be very interesting for you.
Okay?
Because that grand trine is triggering your Virgo planets. It's triggering your self node in Capricorn in the second house because you're kind of lonely. And Jupiter usually brings in good things. So this is going to be bigger than life. If you meet someone that you have an interest, that you feel you have an interest in, you're not going to miss it. It's going to feel big because Jupiter tends to magnify everything it touches. So you're in really good shape as far as work and service, and again, meeting some new people, people you can be very fond of, whether it's a romantic relationship or some new friendships during this cycle. Now, are you an outgoing person or are you more shy?
I'm not shy anymore, but just getting out and meeting more people.
Yeah, exactly. And because your Venus, your love planet, is in the sixth house in the Edmonton chart, it's good when you go a place that has a purpose or it has a theme of some sort. Like, for instance, if you go to a comedy show or you go to a concert or you go to a place that is having some kind of a festival where there's an outer theme that brings the people together, so it's easier to start conversation and mix in. That serves you better in the area where you live right now. You know, Uranus has been sitting on your sun now for a couple of months, and Uranus often brings in surprises, you know, because it hasn't been in Aries in a long time. And because of that, if you do have a meeting with someone that you could be attracted to, it is going to happen very suddenly. It's not really anything you can prepare for. It's just going to show up. That's how it looks to me. Okay, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answered my question, so it's been quite interesting. I'm always paying attention to astrology right now because there's so many things going on with the planet and how they affect all the different signs, including myself.
Yes, exactly. And you're really being targeted right now because of that Uranus transit, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime passage that you're in. I mean, you're going to feel it again when Uranus retrogrades. But this year and next year, this is a time when amazing things can happen. Uranus rules things like hurricanes and catastrophes, but it also rules that when people have an epiphany or they fall deeply in love or they win the lotto, you know, it's the kind of planet that can bring forth something that seems totally like it is an act of fate. Mm. You were chosen because of who you are, really, which is kind of fun. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called back in, and keep me posted. I hope next time you met somebody very interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was pretty exciting. I love it when things happen that quickly. A lot of energy is hitting his planets he was born with. So because of that, a lot of times suddenly opportunity just emerges. And sometimes it can be around your love life. Sometimes it can be around a job opportunity. Sometimes it can be reconnecting with people from the past. If the planets that are retrograde are hitting planets in your natal chart, sometimes you get a blast from the past. Somebody out of nowhere you haven't talked to in a year or two, they call you up or you run into them somewhere. It's really interesting how it can manifest in the world. I want to take our next caller.
Hello?
This is the Illumination Station. Hi, you're on the air. How are you doing tonight?
Hello?
Hello, this is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
I'm sorry, there's an echo. I didn't hear you right away.
Well, you're on the radio.
Okay, my name is Pam.
Okay.
And at 12:08:43. Is that all you need?
And what time were you born?
6:30 p.m.
And where?
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo. You still live in Buffalo?
No. Left a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Where do you live now?
Florida.
Fort Lauderdale?
Florida.
In Fort Lauderdale?
No.
Boynton Beach?
No.
Are you going to tell me where you live now?
Oh, you want? I'm sorry. I just tell you one of the first things. No, I'm near Hollywood.
Okay. See, because you don't live in Buffalo, New York anymore, I'm going to relocate you because your plans often change houses when you move across the globe.
Oh.
And it just helps me to give you a more accurate reading.
Okay. I sometimes wonder what would have happened if I hadn't relocated when I did.
Now, do you have a specific question for me tonight?
Well, the area of finances probably would be number one. And then if you pick up anything else regarding relationships, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I'm taking a look at your chart right now. And you're gainfully employed?
Unfortunately not. Seeking part-time employment.
Okay, so you're making some temporary decisions, which in the cycle we're in right now, that's not necessarily a bad choice. But, of course, this is something just temporary, and you really do want to move forward. Now, what kind of work are you doing right now as in a temporary format?
I'm not working right now. I'm semi-retired looking for something to subsidize income, but my finances are in pretty bad shape. That's why I'm seeking some additional income.
Okay. And what kind of job are you looking for?
Actually, just about anything that I could fit into. within physical limitations and probably customer service or clerical.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm seeing you looking behind the scenes here. Working behind the scenes and dealing with communication. Now, I say this, and I want to say this gently. I don't know if the job is going to be easy mentally. I think it's going to be easy on you physically. But the way it looks in your chart, the way the planets are moving is they're going into your 12th house, which would mean, you know, working behind the scenes, talking to people in a confidential manner, okay? And also, because you have, living in Hollywood, Florida, you have both Uranus and Mars in Gemini in your 12th, which just means that you could be helping people through some kind of crisis. Okay? So they could be
I've done that on a personal level.
Okay. So you're more apt to deal with people that have personal complaints about something that you try and sort out, calm them down, and do something practical that makes them feel like they're being taken care of. And I think that is the direction that you should be looking in, because that's where the major power for finance is in your chart right now. The sun's going to be moving into your 12th house and conjoining your moon next week. Okay, and so I have a feeling over the next week to two, you could end up landing something. Now, usually when the sun conjoins your moon, you end up interviewing with a woman, whether you do it on the phone or you do it in person. If you did it in person, you'd be doing it in a private office. If you do it on the phone, it would just be you and she talking. Okay, if you follow.
Is this a new job or something I applied for in the past?
It could be that too, because we still have two major planets that are retrograde. They're planets of process. So if you've applied to places before and you kind of like the integrity of the company, this is not a bad time for you to go ahead and reapply or recontact because Saturn is retrograde and it's exalted in Libra right now. So often if you already feel like you have a rapport, you've already filled out paperwork, whatever it might be, to reconnect is not necessarily a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't necessarily see you suffering. I feel even if you get this job that I see coming to you, I think it's going to take you a little while to get your finances straightened out.
Right, because there's a lot of issues regarding my home and extra expenses right now.
Okay.
In other words,
the
scale is tipped too much in one direction.
Right, exactly. And, you know, you are the kind of person you usually like to try and keep your promises when you can, but sometimes you just haven't been able to. Yeah.
Right, that's the way it's been for quite a long time.
Now, are you bilingual?
I have some ability in Spanish. I'm not completely bilingual.
Okay. But I do think the fact that you do have some conversational Spanish, I would be sure that you bring this to the attention of your employer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you probably have more than most, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Now, as far as your home is concerned, do you own it or do you lease?
Well, I've lost my equity in my home, so that's the problem. I really haven't got too much of a choice.
Okay.
They're not selling for anything, so I have to stay in where I'm at.
Exactly. Now, is there work that needs to be done around the house, but you physically can't do it?
Well, I don't have the money to pay anybody, and that's a problem there.
Okay.
It's not major work, but it's, just upkeep.
Right, exactly. I do see a little bit of that needs to be looked at, and it doesn't look like it would be an awful lot of money, but you have to get the job before you can do it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, today the moon is in Leo, and it's going to be entering into your third house tomorrow. So I would try to get into a really positive attitude about calling back people that you felt that you really would like to work for that company. And I'd also look for
some
possibilities.
Yeah, I did that. In one particular thing, I called back a couple of times, but it was more in line of something I did in the past.
Okay. Now, have you ever made appointments for people for medical appointments?
Yeah, I did that in the past. It wasn't my choice, but I could do it if I had to.
Okay. Because there might be an opportunity that's going to come up about that, because that's how it looks.
Medical?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because you do have a way of talking to people that are upset and kind of calm them down pretty well.
Yeah. Does it show that, as far as the aspects, does it show some leveling off and kind of getting stabilized anytime soon?
You're looking at least a 3-month cycle as far as you're really getting things together.
3 months. Well, considering it's been several years.
Yeah. And I think because Pluto being retrograde now, what you're going to do, once you get the opportunity, you're going to redesign your finances a little bit and so that you can kind of create a strategy. And if you work that 3-month strategy, you're going to at least feel that you've stabilized. You might not be super abundant, but you're going to feel that now you can get a couple little things fixed. You can, eat a little bit more what you'd like to eat and stuff like that.
Right.
You're going to feel like
that's
you can settle down.
I've really had to keep it. Very close watch on my budget. Is there anyone around me at this time or anyone coming in of a more of a long-term relationship?
I wouldn't see that probably till October and November for you. And the reason I say that is Saturn's still retrograde in Libra. And Saturn
that's my fifth house, right?
Your fifth house, and it's going to be, when it enters into Scorpio, that's when you can have a direct hit. If Saturn's hitting your Venus, usually you're going to attract a man that does want to commit, that may be even a little bit older or just a little bit more mature. And
there's someone
around me right now like that. Okay, well, I feel that maybe they're not sure exactly how they want to proceed just yet, but my feeling is that could flower for you. If you hold on to that relationship, it could flower by the fall for you. And I think some of this, part of you wants to be independent, but part of you wants to be connected.
Right.
You have your Mercury in Capricorn, that first degree. It's a cuspian Mercury. So, again, you're a little cautious when it comes to creating a relationship. And that's okay. But I think that if this person hangs in there, because Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn, they might just prove to you that they do have something wonderful to offer.
So October would be a time frame of that happening.
Once Saturn goes direct in June, it could even start to move forward better. But I think as you're really feeling that this, you know this person on a different depth, that's what has to happen in October. Yeah.
Right, because it's a friendship at this time, a good friendship.
Exactly. And it might get deeper because you might get closer, and the emotional and mental intimacy can grow right at the first part of July even. You can start to see a shift happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Because right now they've got some issues with the family that they're dealing with, health and things like that that they're sorting out. So it's not conducive to doing a lot of socializing.
Right.
July would be a better time.
And I feel that this person is very, very responsible.
Oh, yes.
Because Saturn showing up as their significator in the chart. Yeah.
And the person is older.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
I want to say that they're negotiable.
Yeah.
Saturn's in Libra, so that's them. And they are negotiable. Yeah. They're the kind of person they will work with you. They'll understand if you have certain limitations. They'll help you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very kind person.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. An older person, older than I've been with before. But very useful as well.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight, and keep
us
posted.
Thank you. Very, very, very good. And I'll keep listening. Thanks, dear.
Thanks, dear. All right, you're welcome.
Good evening. Bye.
Bye. Bye. We're ready for our next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. Good evening. Hi, good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Good. And what's your name?
My name is Allison, and my birth date is March 15, 1957, 11:48 a.m. Berkeley, California.
What city in California?
Berkeley.
Berkeley. Okay, got it. There is a bit of an echo on this phone tonight. I can't seem to get rid of it, but...
Yeah, there is. Yes, there is. And I do astrology myself, so I know my chart inside out. I no longer live in Berkeley. I live in Denver, Colorado now.
Denver?
Yes.
Just let me say, it's 3:15:57?
Correct.
11:48 a.m.?
Correct.
And Berkeley, now you're in Denver. Okay, got it.
That's correct. Well, outside Denver, general area.
Uh-huh. Beautiful country out there, isn't it?
Keep it quiet. Don't want people coming here.
Wow, you have a beautiful mystic rectangle in your chart. It's awesome.
Oh,
you're very psychic.
That.
You know that, right?
Incredibly so.
Wow.
I did not know. What's the mystic triangle?
It's a mystic rectangle where you have sextiles between your Pisces planets and your Mars in Taurus, and then you have sextiles between your vertex and your north node and your moon and Jupiter conjunct in Virgo, and then you have sustaining trines. So you have a triangle right in the center of the wheel here. It's a rectangle. It's just beautiful, yeah. And this gives you a great psychic ability. But, unfortunately, you need to be a counselor for a living because you're going to attract all the wounded people to you.
Yes, I've always been like that. I've had people spill their guts, like total strangers, spill their guts.
And you're very, very kind. Now, are you an ordained minister? Because your chart reads out that way.
Heavens, no. I'm a writer.
Okay. Well, you're definitely a very, very spiritual person, and I think that you can be a way shower for people spiritually with relative ease here. You have natural healing ability. You have natural psychic ability. You're very, very intuitive. I would go as far as saying you're clairvoyant, and I do think that you can give people practical advice, reasonable explanations, so you can get your point across very, very well.
Yes. And I'm also strongly mediumistic. I really have strong abilities with people on the other side and animals.
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I can tell you're an animal lover. Whenever you have Moon, Jupiter conjunct in Virgo, you're an animal lover. There's no two ways out of that.
I love animals much more than people.
You sound like my mom. Now, what question did you have for me tonight?
Well, I'm kind of torn between asking about money or asking about relationships, and I've been out of a relationship for a long time.
Okay.
So whichever
one
comes out.
Are you ready? Are you ready for a relationship?
No, I need to get my money and my work situated first.
Okay. So with you, being secure with your finances is going to make you braver as far as embracing a relationship is what you're telling me, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of repair and recovery in my life. It's been a very, very decimating 5 years.
Okay. Well, you know, Neptune, of course, is in Pisces now, but it's too far away to really conjoin any major planets.
Yeah,
but the nice thing about that is it is going to allow you to dream a better dream. Okay? Now, today, Neptune is opposing Mars in Virgo. And so because of that, my feeling is that you could unexpectedly run across someone that you really do like very much. So I wouldn't necessarily discount it just because you don't feel your finances are together and all that. I think if you meet someone special, you should spend the time to get to know them, even if you do it on the cheap, because this is a nice opposition in your chart, and you could meet someone very nice who's very constructive in their nature and has a true sense of integrity about their work ethic. So you need to let yourself relax on that a little bit. Now, as far as your financial situation and the few years that you've been through, this has been a tough cycle for everyone since the market crashed the first time. And everything kind of went to heck. But it's a tough time, but it's a time of recovery. We have, the two major planets here, both Saturn and Pluto, retrograde right now. So everything's kind of trying to reconstruct itself, and it's happening very slowly. But it will happen securely if it happens slowly. So I'm not as concerned about that. Now, are you currently working?
Yeah, it's a menial job that pays the rent.
Okay, good. And what were you looking to do, actually? As far as your dream is concerned.
Right.
Okay. Now, have you been doing any writing on the side?
Yes, on my own. I mean, I have a blog that I'm actually thinking of shutting my blog down.
Why?
It's a little bit complicated to explain. It's just not generating the kind of traffic, I don't know. It's hard to say. I just feel like it's not serving me right now. I might start another one, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Because, the way things are right now, I can see you're a little frustrated because Venus is squaring your Pisces stuff, and it's doing that for the next 2 weeks. So you are going to feel like you do want to write, but perhaps, like you said, in a different way. Now, what is the blog about?
Well, just whatever's on my mind. It's not stupid stuff like today I had Wheaties for breakfast. A lot more substance and depth than that.
Right, exactly. So you have those three beautiful planets in Denver that are in your ninth house, Venus, Mercury, and the Sun, and all in Pisces. So, it's very important for you to get into the flow of your writing in a way that, again, there's content and there's enlightenment in those things. Okay, because you're a very, very perceptive person.
And
I think that this is what you want to put into your writing. Now, do people respond to you on your blog?
No, hardly at all. That's why I want to hang it up.
Okay. Now, how are you promoting the blog?
I've had this blog for many, many years, so I'm terrible at drawing attention to myself. I'm terrible at self-promotion.
I know.
In Denver,
you have 22 degrees of Cancer on the ascendant in trine to the Sun and Mercury, though. So my feeling is, again, you are deeply compassionate, you're very spiritual, and so maybe you're right. I think a new blog would be a good idea. I think it's like kind of like a redecoration, if you will, for you. And I would basically look into other ways to promote it a little bit better, even if you do it electronically in a way that you're comfortable with. And to kind of put it out there in some new ways, maybe get onto other people's sites and just for them to link to you and such like that. You can do it in a professional way. And it's not something you have to do all at once. You can basically contact one person each day or every other day, that type of thing, to kind of get it out there and have a theme. Have a theme that you really want to write about so that you can really start to really get into the flow of it. Because I think that this is going to be very healing for you, Allison.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how to do those links. I mean, you know, I read other people's blogs and I comment and, you know, people come and read mine, but beyond that, I don't do, like, professional links or anything like that.
Right. But I still think that it's fun for you and it's a wonderful creative endeavor for you. So, and
it
because the
be.
Medium job you're working doesn't give you much inspiration. So you have to create something that's going to inspire you.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
but we're glad you called in tonight, and I hope you have a really nice weekend.
Well, what do you say about the money improvement?
Say again?
What do you see about the financial improvement? That's really the main concern right now is I have a lot to take care of.
Well, right for right now, I'm not really seeing a lot of things breaking loose for you at the moment. Because you've got Pluto retrograde in your sixth house right now in Capricorn. And so my feeling is that for right now, I don't know, I think you're hesitant to create a change. And you've got some squares right now that just indicate that, you know, you don't really want to take off without a net. Okay, now Jupiter is going to be passing over your Mars. And that is it can open up some doors for you. But that's not going to be happening probably until the end of May or middle of June, right?
That segment of time.
Okay.
That's not that far away. Plus it'll
also be looking for something bigger.
Yeah, that's also when it trines my moon, it trines my Jupiter, it also sextiles all those planets of Pisces. So I'm optimistic.
Yes. And I think that that's why it's good for you to get yourself into a better mind frame, do some of your writing and stuff like that, and then look at what you can establish at that time, just knowing that, you know, you have to take things one at a time here. We want to chase away some of your feelings of discontent first so that when the opportunities are coming in, you can interview well and with some confidence and feel good about what you know is going on in the heavens because you're very knowledgeable.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Me too. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is the Illumination Station, and we're taking some live callers, and we're about to take one more. Hi, this is the Illumination Station. How are you doing?
Hello?
Hello? You're on the air.
Oh, yay. The feedback is quite bad after that, just so you know.
I guess I can't do anything about it.
That's okay.
It's
Charlene calling. I am calling from Canada, from Vancouver, and had a read with you the other day. Do you want me to refresh?
Sure.
August 31st, 1962.
Yep, 6:50 p.m. You were born in Prince George,
yep,
but now you're in Vancouver.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Okay, so you were correct on your read on the legal aspect. Charges were pressed. So, my God, hopefully I didn't create something awful there. Will this be gone? And has it scared Brian away at all? And he's April 3rd, 1972.
I don't think he's that easily intimidated. I think, you know, again, the Aryan energy right now with Uranus in that sector, it's pretty powerful energy. And like I said, you know, it's a difficult situation that he had to take responsibility for something that he did, but maybe that's the way it was supposed to play itself out. Okay?
Right.
And sometimes you have to look at more of what's really right versus the personalities involved. I know that sounds a little cold, but it's true. And and like I said, I mean, Mars is still transiting, you know, your seventh house here and, you know, in Virgo and all that. So my feeling is all these things will eventually get worked themselves out. And Mars is in a really strong, it's that immutable grand square we're in right now is really affecting your chart a great deal. And you want to do whatever in your power you can do to heal everything. And I understand that because that's your power. But at the same time, I try to keep an optimistic attitude. I would listen well, I'd speak in turn, I'd be supportive to both parties, and that's all. You know, because Saturn is retrograde in Libra right now, so my feeling is it's a time that justice has to be served on a higher level, and kind of what goes around comes around, and unfortunately people that do things that are unfair are going to pay a bit of a price. Okay?
Right.
Saturn goes direct on the 25th of June, so I feel beyond that point it'll be gone. And right now Saturn is sitting right on your Venus, so I really do feel that this person really deeply cares about you. So if I were you, I would just try to support the situation the best way you can. And you know, like I said, there's nothing more that you can really do because you're not really in the middle of it, but you're placing yourself in the middle of it.
Right.
Okay. And I understand because you care deeply about both of these people.
Of course. Okay. So then the next question, so he's still considering marriage then, I presume. But is that true?
I don't necessarily see him going anywhere.
Okay.
Then
the
Saturn's a very
slow-moving
planet, and it's sitting right on your Venus, so the commitment stands.
Oh, that's a godsend in that sense. The money situation, I forgot to ask about that, and then I'm nervous. And that's my nature, I know you know that.
You have a lot of Virgo, okay? Anxiety is your middle name sometimes, but that's okay. You actually work better with it than you used to, which is a good thing.
I work better with which?
You work better with your anxiety than you used to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the money situation, are you working?
Yes, I own my own business, and I've just got a second job, and then, of course, I do a little bit of consulting work online with what I do.
All right, now, the business that you have, how are you marketing? How are you promoting?
I could be doing so much better. Because I'm working alone, I'm competitive. It'd be wise for me to have a partner. So I don't market the way I ought to.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you thought of embracing a partner?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And right now, it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, the way your chart's reading out.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's a man or a
woman.
It could be either. And you do, but you need somebody that has good analysis and communication skills, period. That's the most important thing. Okay.
Right.
And, I mean, Venus is in Gemini right now, Mars is in Virgo right now, so you need somebody who can analyze, learn quickly, and definitely be there as a backup. Somebody who's a co-creator. You don't want somebody to upstage you. You want somebody to really, really be someone who can cooperate with you on a very large scale. And the mutable signs...
But I don't think he's...
Yes. Well, and the mutable signs are valuable that way. Okay. So, again, it doesn't matter if it's a Virgo, a Pisces, a Gemini, a Sagittarian... Any of those will work for you because they're mutable enough to work with you because we have this grand square right now, like I said at the beginning of the show, it gives us some wiggle room where we can strengthen our foundation by making temporary decisions right now. So you bring someone in, and if it doesn't work out, that's okay, then bring someone else in. This is a time for you to try on a few things. It's like trying on shoes until something fits. And there's a lot of people out there looking for opportunities, so I think that that's the way to go because otherwise you're putting yourself under way too much pressure, Charlene.
How about Craigslist? Would that be a way to look for somebody or just suggest it?
I think Craigslist is a good idea. There's also some employment sites and stuff that you can go on, and sometimes that's even a little bit better, where you can basically put down the details of what you'd want them to be doing and all that stuff. A lot of them you can post for nearly nothing, okay, some of the employment sites that are local. So you might want to look into that as well.
Okay. Hey, listen, you. I am so glad I found you, and I'm so glad I did the personal reading with you. You are amazing. I've shared it with a few people, and they're also watching, and so I presume you're just very gifted, and I'm really honored, and I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
You really
are. God bless you. Keep me informed of what's going on.
Oh, I will. You'll know. You might feel spammed by the email, but I waited till today, and I am happy to do another reading. So.
Okay. All right. I'll be leaving town for about a week, but I'll be back. Okay.
All right. Have a safe journey, and thanks so much.
All right. God bless. Bye bye. That's great. We had gotten together and done a longer reading. It was really fun because I could do so much more detail, which I enjoy doing it both ways. It's always good sometimes to just go with your psychic stuff, but it's nice to work up all the angles and look at things and spend a little time deliberating when you do this kind of work because astrology has so many details to offer. I want to go ahead and take our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. This is the Illumination Station. Hello.
Hi.
Are you there?
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Hi. Yeah, how are you?
Good. And your name?
It's Lena from Florida. Lena.
Lena. Okay. How are you doing tonight?
I'm still going through some love problems and money, so I'm just that guy that I was seeing, he won't stop calling me, although he hasn't called me in the past few days, so I'm just...
Now, are you 3762?
Yeah, and he's the 7655. He called me up a few days ago. He kept... it seemed like he's trying to get back with me, but I even told him I'd seen somebody. I thought maybe that would get him off my back, but he was still calling me at that point. But I haven't heard from him in the past few days when I asked him if he had seen somebody.
Oh, gee. Wow. Where do you live now?
Boca Raton, Florida.
Boca, that's what I thought. Okay.
I mean, he's so up and down.
I know. It's a tough one. Yep. Why do you choose the tough ones?
I don't know. Do I have something on my head that says only dysfunctional men apply?
Well, not really. I mean, sometimes people see the Pisces sun and Venus kissing, you know, the sun, sometimes a bit of a martyrdom kind of energy, but it's really not that close together in your chart. I think you've called it right, but I think that, again, you just don't know how to really stand your ground very well sometimes.
No,
and you have
I don't.
An awful lot of frustration in this chart tonight, an awful lot of frustration in this chart.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I haven't heard from him in 3 days. Maybe it's better off.
Well, you know, you wanted him to go away, but then there's a part of you that it's almost like you don't expect him to go away. You're really caught emotionally and mentally about this matter, you know? I think it's hard not to appreciate someone that's been as persistent on one level, but the relationship's not working on the other, so it's very difficult.
I mean, I told him I wanted to get married, not to him, but eventually that's my goal when I meet somebody. And he's like, oh, well, I don't want to get married, which is fine, but I can't see being with somebody if we have two different goals.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, again, you have to choose to do that which is best for you, because the only person you can make decisions for in this life is you, okay, how you're going to conduct yourself in any relationship. And you can guide them in the right direction, you can negotiate and all that, but as far as making a bona fide decision, you made a decision to try and break it off with him. And you knew it was going to be an unpopular decision, because what this person wants from the relationship, they were getting. What you wanted from this relationship, you were not. And
no.
So you have to sometimes just look at it in the practical, okay? And it's hard. Breaking up is always hard to do. We know that. Now, I'm looking
but
at your chart right now.
Friends. And I was like,
I
don't want to be friends.
Can you do that? Okay. Well, if you can't do that.
I don't think so. I never have been able.
Well, like I said, you have to consider that each person is an individual. Some people you can maintain a friendship with even though you've decided not to go down the romantic road anymore, and other people you can't. But I think that you're the kind of person, you're very sensitive.
Yeah.
And you see the potential for the long-term relationship, and you're just very, very annoyed because he can't, or he doesn't want to. And there's nothing you can really do about that except, like you say, move on. Now, you like a certain level of independence in any relationship. Okay? That's the way you're charged.
Yeah.
You have so much Aquarian energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, you know, you're going to want to be independent to a certain degree, but you want the commitment backing you up. Actually, when you are in a relationship, you can be even more independent because you feel you have the backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, as far as the chart is looking, you know, you really don't have any major planetary energy in Cancer. Okay? You have Cancer energies in your first house, which means you can identify with him to a certain degree emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but again, everybody always wants what they want, and that's it. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in his chart right now, now is he working more than one job, or is he working a lot?
I don't know what's going on with him. He's supposed to be retired, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, for some reason, I just feel like there's something coming up where he's going to be spending a lot of time working on something. In his chart. I'm not sure what that is, though. Now, does he have family close?
No, they all live in New York, and he doesn't even talk to them.
Okay, good. All right. So this has to do with somebody that's basically a friend or other people that are around him. Is he a very sociable person?
Yeah, he is to a point, but then he likes to hibernate, too.
Okay. All right. Well, again, he's got a lot of persistence as far as trying to follow up in relationship. Because in his chart, he has Venus and Mercury kissing in Leo. So just because he doesn't want to necessarily have the commitment and get married, I do think that he can be very heartfelt. But I just do not, I don't see him wanting to make a commitment, period. I don't. At least not at this time.
No.
It's just not clear to me.
No, I don't want to waste my time.
And what else
just,
did you want
I mean,
me to
I
want to
be real. At money. I mean, I know they go hand in hand, relationship and money.
Now, what are you doing for work now?
I'm out of work.
Okay, but you have been looking, right? We talked about this last time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking. I applied at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's good. Well, you know, like I said, you know, the way your chart is set up, you know, this, any kind of where you're helping other people and stuff like that, you can do any of those kinds of jobs. And electronics and mechanical would be good, but you could also do other things. You have a lot of planetary energy in Aquarius. I mean, you could even rent videos. You know, I mean, you could work in association with anything mechanical, anything electronic as well. And Home Depot is good, too, because there's a very constructive attitude that goes with that kind of a job. So I think you're looking in the right direction. And so I would still be looking in the same direction that you've been looking in all along. That's how it's looking in your chart. Now, as far as landing the job, okay, how far are you willing to travel?
Oh, I mean, that's just it. I don't want to travel further than a half hour.
Okay. All right. It does look like it would be a local distance, which would be a half an hour to 45 minutes in my mind's eye. And Mars is going to pass over your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, okay, within the week. Now, have you heard back from Home Depot?
No, I haven't. I just applied a few nights ago.
Okay, then you might want to try places like Lowe's or Ace Hardware as well. You might want to try other places, again, that offer things that are very constructive, whether it's electronic, mechanical, building tools, things of that nature. But, again, Mars passing through there, you could get an opportunity coming in within a week.
Really?
Okay, so I'd be right on top of it, yep. It's forming some beautiful trines to Pluto, your planet of empowerment in the 7th house as well. Now, as far as the relationship thing is concerned, my feeling is I think it's good that he is quiet right now because you really need to concentrate on getting the job.
Yes, exactly.
Because then your self-esteem is going to be much more powerful. You're going to be able to deal with things more effectively. And like I said, helping people fix what's broken, helping people to get upgraded if it's electronics, these are the things that right now that your chart is all set up for you to get that kind of a job. All you need is the one person to look at you and say, you're hired. That's what we need. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much how it's looking to me. But
so do you see someone new come in my chart?
I don't think somebody new is going to come in immediately. I think you have to get settled down here. I think you need to get your bearings. I think you need to get the job. Because I think that when you're looking for love, when you're feeling financially very, very poor and you're feeling like kind of sorry for yourself and stuff, it's not the best attitude to seek a relationship.
No.
So I think it's best for you to get the job first and then address the relationship issues. Venus is going to be moving into your first house over the next couple of weeks also. So I think that's when you can start looking again. But I think let this next couple of weeks, I have a feeling you're going to get a job within the fortnight, which is a two-week period. So I would be looking and putting most of my attention and energy into that. And then see what's out there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad you called in again, honey. You take care. All right. God bless. This is the Illumination Station. We've been doing live astrological readings on the air. And so we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, and who's been holding on for quite a while right now, and see what we can do for them. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi.
How you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. This is an interesting
great
echo.
The echo. I know. I can't get rid of it. I don't know what I'm going to do next time. I have to find some way to get rid of it.
I'll try to turn
now,
down my sound.
Say again?
I tried turning down my sound. See if that helps.
That didn't work either?
No. All right. Well,
when's your birthday?
Is October
22nd. Yes. 1962, 1207 a.m., Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, you are good.
And where do you live now?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. I have never been there. Is it great?
It is.
I heard it's very exciting and busy, something going on every minute.
For tourists. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're a native there now. That's right. So what question did you have for me tonight?
Love life.
Love life. Love life. Oh, everybody's in the mood for love. It must be spring.
If you're not in the mood for it, I can always ask about business.
No. I love talking about love. I just don't want you to pick another fixer-upper.
No.
Okay. Now, are you currently dating anybody?
Nope.
And what do you do for recreation?
Don't have much.
Ah, okay. Well, if you want love, then you have to basically get yourself out there. You can't be a hermit.
Yeah, you can.
They're not going to come beating down your door, Mary Lou. Now, come on.
Yes, they will.
Well, you've got some good hits in your chart, is what I'm trying to tell you here, okay? Did you plan on going out tonight?
No.
You should. The moon's in Leo. I go out and shine it on.
Okay, that's my next question. If my head is like monkey brain, is it because my moon is in Leo?
No, the moon is in Leo tonight, and your natal moon's in Leo, but right now they're not conjunct. Okay? As far as, you know, having a fog about relationships, I don't really see why you would have at this point. I mean, you've got some nice planetary hits here where you could meet somebody, you know, tonight. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say this. Right now, the moon is sitting on your natal Mars, which usually indicates, you know, the moon being girl meets boy, Mars, okay? That's happening tonight. And Mars is also sitting on Uranus, which is like sudden surprises, okay, where you could meet somebody that's actually very interesting. Now, Mars is sitting on Uranus in your chart for about 4 or 5 days. And this would be local, this would be in your neighborhood, this would be right near where you, you know, run all your errands, do all your things. This wouldn't be like you going someplace that's unfamiliar, okay? It could be something as simple as going out to eat somewhere where they have a little entertainment. It doesn't have to be any big, you know, big thing. The North Node is also transiting your fifth house of romance right now in Sagittarius, forming beautiful trines to your Mars and transiting Moon right now. Even if there was a little dancing, there was a little music, something like that, it would be very nice for you this weekend. Now, some people prefer sometimes to go out during the day versus the evening, but this is the time you need to look at something social. I know you have a lot of, like you said, tourist trade where you live, but there's also a lot of people that are permanent residents there, such as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to start to take some baby steps. You know, choose one night a week and go out that night every week. Become a regular somewhere where you feel comfortable with the energy. So you have Cancer rising, so sometimes you can be a bit timid.
Yes.
Now, you do have Saturn and the South Node in Aquarius kissing in your seventh house, okay? And so because of that, that just tells me that you know what you don't want in a relationship. Okay?
Yeah.
But you haven't really determined exactly what you do want. So you have to do some soul searching about this, Mary Lou. And you have to kind of get in your mind's eye, what kind of man would make you happy? What qualities would you like in them? What interests would you like in them? You have to create more of a strategy so that you can work on your confidence as far as getting out there a little bit more. If you at least have that set in your mind, you're going to basically be able to work with the energy much better.
Okay.
You follow me?
Uh-huh.
You can be a very deeply passionate woman. That's not a problem for you if you're with the right person. But you are pretty picky.
Yes.
I say that with all due respect. Now, do you have any girlfriends you can go out with?
I do, but I have so much work to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you know, what you give priority to in your life is going to flourish. If you feel the work is more important than the dating,
really,
or socializing.
The business has not been flourishing.
Okay. And what kind of business is it?
I'm a photographer. I do commercial work.
Oh, okay. All right. So how have you been marketing yourself?
I have been bad at marketing. Yeah, I know. But I've been very busy.
Okay.
Single mom.
Now, are you charging enough?
All week. Oh, yeah, I charge a lot.
Okay. All right. Because you are really supposed to be establishing yourself very, very much this year. Your reputation, your name should be much better known than it is, according to this chart. Saturn is going to be is approaching your sun once it goes direct in June, late June. And because of that, you know, you are, should end up getting a very, very good reputation. People should know your name. So there must be some project that's coming up between now and then that's going to set the stage for that. Be looking for it.
Okay.
Okay? Because that's a one-time passage, honey. This is a nice passage for you. You could really, this could really put you in a position where you're much more secure as far as your profit coming in.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, we're at the top of the hour. Unfortunately, I don't have any time to take any more callers this evening. But if you'd like to reach me personally for a reading, you can reach me at 540-400-0110 or contact me through my website, which is www.afrodette.com. That's APHRODETTE.com. And contact me from there. My partner, Jacqueline, she should be back next time we have the show, which may be 2 weeks out. She can be reached at 772-286-2720. And we're always happy to serve you. So keep tuned to find out when we'll be on the air again. We might change the nights. We're looking at what's going to serve you best. If you have any comments, please let us know. We'd be happy to help. God bless. Good night.